You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Wayne Rooney's drought ended, Derek, on Wednesday night against Club Bruges. Only once in his Premier League career has he gone 10 in the league without scoring. That was way back in his Everton days in 2003. 9 without a goal in the Premier League for Wayne Rooney. Does have a tendency, though, to score his goals in clumps throughout his career. Do you think he'll have a good game against Swansea on Sunday afternoon?
Well, he gave the most improved performance in Bruges since Colin Farrell's. I mean, he was absolutely sensational, a hat-trick. You know, he hasn't scored the 9 goals in the league. And you're right, once he gets a bit of confidence, he does bang him in. And I can see him getting on the score sheet. But it's Swansea and the great imponderables. I really don't... this troubles me, this game. I mean, I don't know how to read it. I can make a case for all three outcomes, to be honest. In fact, I can make a case for 4 outcomes. Everyone can see United need a new striker, even though Rooney's just scored 3. But everyone but that is, bar Louis van Gaal, he would surely see more clearly if he removed that stocking from his face. That's got to impair his vision. I don't know this game. I really don't know. That's all I can say. I haven't got a clue.
I like it. You're lost for words for once for Derek.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
In this game, Swansea 11-5, draw 11-5, Man United 5-4. Got to remember, Lee, Swansea did the double over Manchester United last season.
Yeah, really confident as well, aren't they, at the minute? You know, going along great guns in the Premier League. Scored 3 against lowly York at home in the League Cup. So, you know, weakened down and still got the job done there. So, it's, you know, it's a really good sign, isn't it? Maybe they were a bit disappointed about not getting all the points against Sunderland at the Stadium of Light. But, you know, nothing to worry about, really. They just look a solid Premier League team these days, don't they? And, you know, they enjoy the football. I don't know if this is kind of what Derek thinks as well, but when I watch them, they're a bit like, I remember like in days of old, I always used to like watching Nottingham Forest, but I never got particularly worked up by them. You know, they're always a very nice team to watch, like in the 80s and early 90s. And I think Swansea are like that. They're a nice team to watch, a bit like Fulham as well. Nice team to watch. You know, they don't do anything that really gets your passion going. So as a betting prospect, you're always a little bit lost as to where to go with them. United, obviously, defensively have been excellent. You know, that one goal conceded all season to Club Bruges, and it was an own goal. So it's hard to think that Man United are going to go away and concede goals to Swansea. So I'm going to go for under 2.5 goals here. I think Man United will continue to do what they're doing. You know, why change it? Why, you know, there's nothing wrong with what they're doing at the moment. You can't criticise, you know, the results that they're getting particularly. All right, maybe the 0-0 against Newcastle, but again, there should have been a goal up. You know, Rooney's goal, was nothing wrong with that. So, you know, on another day, they probably could have gone and won that. But I think Manchester United would go away, be solid again, and look to hit them on the break. And I think if they hit them on the break and get an early goal, they'll do it. The price is just unbackable, though. It's 13-20 under 2.5 match goals. So it's a real struggle to back that. Tricky game to play, but I'm going to go. I'm going to think that Man United will keep this good Premier League run going and chasing a little bit of value, perhaps. Man United to win it by a single goal again. You can play that a couple of ways. It's that tricky way of doing it is on the handicap, the middle one, the handicap tie. So it's Man United to win by a single goal, effectively, is the 15-4 price, the top one of those in the middle column, the tie. Or Man United to win under 2.5 goals. I'll keep playing that because I think they should have done that against Newcastle, and that's 16-5.
And if you do like the headline offer here, if you fancy Swansea to win the game, the headline offer, Bafétimbi Gomis to score and Swansea to win is 7-1. 8 in his last 9. Mm. So they were wondering how they were going to replace Wilfred Bony in his goals. They didn't have to wonder for Longley because he stepped up, hasn't he?
Yeah, and I didn't think he would, to be honest with you. I didn't think he had it in him. But, he's done great. And I really like Andre Ayew. I've been talking about him every week. I think he's a really interesting player. But, look, I'm going to stick. I think Man United look solid, and I don't think they'll get a goal against them. And I don't think Swansea will really push it. If it gets to, like, 60 minutes and, you know, it looks like being a draw, I think Swansea would take that at home to Man U.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.